Hey everyone, this podcast is on the poem Valentine, written by Carol Ann Duffy. Before we continue with the podcast, it might be a good idea to pause and to read through the poem one more time. The first heading is subject matter. Carol Ann Duffy's poem is called Valentine. When you hear that word, Valentine, what does it make you think about? What can you picture? Do you think about love? And if you do you think this is a love poem? Why then is there a reference to an onion in the poem? In your own words, can you briefly summarise why the speaker in the poem decided to offer an onion to their Valentine? The second heading on your worksheet is theme. So, why do you think Carol Ann Duffy actually wrote this poem? What was her purpose? What do you think the poem says about love? Does the poem contain a romantic, or do you think it contains a realistic message about love? Do you think this idea is emphasised in the closing section of the poem? Look at the language at the end of the poem. What words do you think help you to understand the poem's key message or theme? And would you agree that love can sometimes be very painful and even quite destructive for the lovers? The next heading is quote 3. So here again you have to select any three individual words or phrases or even images in the poem that you liked or that you thought were interesting. You should try to explain each of your choices. For example, you might say that an image or a word helped you to understand the speaker's view more clearly. Maybe a word or phrase surprised you. Perhaps you weren't really expecting words such as tears, grief, lethal, knife in a poem that is entitled Valentine. Maybe you found a particular phrase to be a bit refreshing, and maybe it urged you to think about love in a different way. The fourth heading on your sheet is imagery. In a poem about love, you might expect to see traditional symbols of love such as romantic cards, flowers, chocolates, even jewellery. I mean, we all know how advertising is constantly suggesting that this is what we should give to those whom we love on Valentine's Day. However, Duffy is not writing an advertising script. She is not trying to sell us anything. Her purpose is to invite us to think about love in a different way, to persuade us to consider a different perspective. And so she uses images that are very original, very different, and very unexpected. When you look through the poem this time, can you see any similes or metaphors, or maybe an example of personification? Remember, a simile is a comparison that uses the word like or the word as. Do you think there's a simile in line 8? A metaphor is a more direct and usually a stronger statement, where you say something is something else. Have a look at line 3 to see if you can find a metaphor there. And what about personification? Do you think the image of the onion's kiss on the lover's lips in line 14 is an example of personification? The fifth heading in your worksheet is language. Overall, do you think Duffy's language in the poem is conversational? Was it easy for you to understand most of what she wrote? Why do you think it might be appropriate for the poet to use words which you could possibly hear in an everyday conversation? For example, there are phrases such as, I give you an onion, or it will blind you with tears, or the phrase, I am trying to be truthful. Does this type of language suggest that the poet is speaking directly to her lover? However, most people would agree that Duffy also uses poetic language. Can you find an example? So would it be fair to say that poetic language adds more depth or maybe even more meaning to the poem? Think about this idea. The next heading on your worksheet is form. We mentioned under the previous heading that the poet uses conversational language. Note that the poem is spoken by just one of the lovers in the relationship. This is called a dramatic monologue. A dramatic monologue is a poem in which a speaker addresses a silent listener. So you would have noticed that the speaker's lover doesn't actually say anything in this particular poem. She is not given a voice. Form also refers to the shape of the poem on the page. The poem is written in free verse. On the page, the poem looks quite long. There are several single lines, and the stanzas are composed of some very short lines, some only of one word. The poem seems to sit on the page in thin layers. Could this have anything to do with the image of the onion, which is so central in the poem? Have a look as well to see, are there any run-on lines? This, you will know, is called enjambment. For example, look at the effortless flow of lines 4 and 5. It promises light like the careful undressing of love. Does this contrast with the final stanza, which is heavily punctuated? Do you think this is significant? The next heading on your worksheet is sound. Does the poet use rhyme in the poem? Can you hear examples of assonance? Or can you spot some alliteration in the poem? You would probably agree that end rhymes are very common in traditional love poems. I mean, you would expect to hear lots of simple rhymes in Valentine's Day cards, which are exchanged between lovers. So why do you think the poet decided not to use end rhyme in this poem? You could also look at the contrast between the lovely lyrical sounds in lines 4 and 5. Once again, the poet writes, "It promises light like the careful undressing of love." Contrast this with the much sharper and harsher sounds in lines 9 and 10. It will make your reflection a wobbling photo of grief. Can you hear that F sound in the words reflection, photo, and grief? The 8th heading on your worksheet is tone and mood. In this poem, the tone is the attitude or the feeling of the speaker towards her subject, which is love and relationships. Do you think the speaker's attitude is thoughtful or considerate? Maybe it's caring or perhaps even cruel. Does the speaker think being in love is a positive experience? Does the speaker feel happy to actually have a Valentine? Why then is she so anxious? Mood refers to what the reader, that's you, what you feel having read the poem Valentine. I mean, do you understand the poet's feelings? And would you agree or disagree with the poet? Did the poem make you angry, perhaps? Did it make you feel disappointed about what the poet was saying in the poem? Maybe it made you think about love in a different way. And if love is portrayed as being potentially menacing or even destructive, how does that make you feel? The final heading in your worksheet is personal response. So overall, do you think you were disappointed by the poem in the sense that maybe it suggested that love is not as romantic as some people might wish it could be? Perhaps the poem raised some important questions for you about relationships. Do you think the poet is just being bitter because of some previous experience? Or maybe you think she's being realistic about how love can affect one's life? What parts of the poem in particular had an impact on you?